Welcome to this energy session on relieving stress. You know, everything creates stress anymore. Modern life is full of opportunities for us to create stress within our system. And what we need to remember is that stress is simply a learned response to challenging circumstances and situations. Just because it's a challenging situation doesn't mean we have to go into a state of stress. So what we're going to do in this energy session is we're going to have a section on relieving stress and a section on addressing causes within the system, those learned responses, because basically you need to unlearn and relearn to not create stress. So the Shaktify way, it either will use constructs and processes in consciousness, or it will use divine energies. We will be doing both. And we're going to start with the cause, and then we're going to relieve the symptoms. And I hope you like this. I hope you enjoy. Good, good, good. You're going to see me, if you're watching, lay back quite a bit. And that's so that I can keep my back straight and focus within and not have to try and keep my body straight up. So you're going to see me do that. You've seen me do that in other videos if you've seen that. Good. So we're going to create a place where we can work on this stuff. Right where you're sitting right now. So we're going to call in the Ofanim, also referred to as archangels sometimes. And we're going to start in the east, and we're going to go around, up, down, middle. I use the ancient Hebrew names for these people, these angels, these beings, because some of the names in English have stigma and connotations, and the Hebrew names mean nothing, so it's a perfect way to do it. Good. It's not that they have no meaning, it's just that they have no meaning to most of us. So Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Orel, Krael, Yesharel, come forth now with your choirs of angels and set up sacred space for this process, this energy session on relieving stress. Orient the cube of space around us, each of us, in absolute perfection. Raise up any spiritual objects within our homes and create a tower of divine hope around our property lines that anyone can tap into. And let's add in any extra energies that would benefit those who tap into it on any level. You don't have to be in the tower to make use of it. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, beloved Ofanim, so very much. Amen. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Tzvaot. Yehi Divar HaElohim Molech Elyon. Melo kol ha'aretz kvodo. Melo kol ha'aretz niflota. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts, who fills everything with God's honor and God's glory, who fills everything with miraculous wonders. Let God's word reign supreme. So now, choose to be in the center of the core beam. Have the thought to activate the base chakra. That's the one below the feet, not on the body. Now choose to be deep within the I Am presence. You don't have to go there, just be there. You're a human being, not a human going. And now let's receive three relaxed deep breaths. Through the nose if you can, and relaxed is more important than deep. And when you're done, choose to be back in the center of the core V. Activate, energize, amplify, and anchor the energies you just brought back on your node. Allow these energies to permeate your entirety. That means all your mortal bits and all your immortal bits. Allow it to clear your field, these energies. Encapsulate yourself with divine white gold by having that thought. And it's not against your skin. You're encapsulating you. That 55 feet in diameter you, the size of a 5-story building, each and every one of us, 16.7 meters. And now just have the thought to cut all the cords. And during this session, we're going to allow cords only from beings who are of the light, that serve the light, that serve the one true God of lighted creation through Sananda and the host, in support of God's plan of lighted creation, and your roles in God's plan. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, dear Lord, so much. Amen. Kadosh, 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 adnoi tzvaot. Yehi devar ha-Elohim olech elyon. Please have the thought from the base chakra to chakra number 24, all the inter-chakra connections all at once. So let's go after the causes of stress. You might get lucky and get rid of all of the triggers you have, but you will certainly cut down some of the triggers that you have. And you can use this recording whenever you want, and each time you go through it, you will relieve more and more of these triggers of stress within your system. You learned them somewhere. They came from somewhere. They helped you, and they no longer do. So we're going to let that all go. So in the center of the core of being, please, know that you can mitigate this issue. You can expunge these causes from your crystalline structure. I'm calling forth energies for us to use. And though remain unnamed, it doesn't matter. They're the ones who are being sent to use for this purpose. So I am now radiating this out to you, impregnating the recordings as well. Breathe it in through your nose if you can. Fill the center of the core being with these energies just by having the thought to do so. Let's activate, energize, amplify, and anchor these energies on your node. And giving these energies the purpose of transmuting, releasing, and replacing all the triggers to stress within your system and the mechanisms of stress that you've developed. Center of the core being, just relax. And we want to send these energies into your causal body. It's the electromagnetic body, the physical body, emotional, mental, causal. We're sending it into the causal body now. It has the purpose of transmuting, releasing, and replacing the causes and triggers of stress within you. Allow these energies and accept these energies. Allow this process and accept the process. There we go. Much better. Good, good, good. So now let's send these energies into the mental body. Same purpose. Triggers and causes of stress. Transmuting, releasing, and replacing them. Throughout all the layers, sublayers, interconnected layers of the mental body. So now we're going to send this energy into the emotional body, all the layers and the sublayers. Again, the purpose is getting rid of the triggers and the automatic responses that lead to stress. center the core being. Activate the base chakra. Good, good, good. So now we're going to send this energy into very specific spots within the brain. If you don't know the names and where they are or what they look like, it doesn't matter. We're directing and guiding the energies there with you. So let's send these energies to transmute, release, and replace causes and triggers of stress from the thalamus, the hypothalamus, and the hippocampus. They're kind of in the middle of the brain, part of the limbic system. Good, good, good. So now let's send these energies into the two amygdalae, two little almond-shaped pieces in the middle of your brain. Good, good, good. So now we're going to send these energies throughout the endocrine system, which will also have the effect of balancing the hormones. So we're going to send this into the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the thyroid gland, and don't be worried if you've had an operation and you don't have one anymore, or it's been partially removed, etc. These glands are multidimensional and exist on more than just the physical level. So once again, that was the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the thyroid gland, the thymus gland, the two adrenal glands on top of the kidneys, the pancreas, and your gonads. All of the ductless glands in your body. Doing them all at once. For changes in one often incur a change in another. Transmuting, releasing, and replacing the causes of stress. And the way they deal with stress in the case of these endocrine glands. So now we want to send these energies into the cerebellum, into the pons, into the striatum, and into the medulla, back into the brain, the parts of the brain. The cerebellum, the pons, the striatum, and the medulla, all at once. Transmute, release, and replace the triggers and causes of stress. Remember, stress is not the external situation. Stress is how you choose to handle an external situation. So as I said, stress is a learned response to challenging circumstances. It's not the external situations, it's how we handle them. This next part is a process that you're going to need to choose. I'll talk you through that in a moment. And what this process is going to do is more, it's more intricate, so it needs to be done as a process. It's handling things multidimensionally in various places within your crystalline structure simultaneously. Again, we're just unlearning and relearning stress. Choose to be in the center of the core being and activate the base chakra, please. Know that you can unlearn and relearn how to handle these circumstances. So choose to learn how to better handle these situations without stress. In this moment, know that it can be done. Know that it's about to be done because it's being offered to you. All you have to do is choose it, allow it in your system, and accept it. And you may start feeling energy start to move through you right away. Try to stay in the center of the core being. If thoughts come up, as soon as you realize that they're there, don't entertain them. Choose to be back in the center of the core being. When thoughts, distractions from the brain, come up during these processes, some people like to envision a whiteboard, and the thoughts just come onto the whiteboard from various angles, and they just push them away. Whatever method you'd like to use, whatever works for you. Just allow it, accept it, breathe regularly. In the center of the core being is where the focus is. You're not your emotions, you're not your mind. You're the one who gets to make all the choices. You are consciousness. Good, good, good. So if you've gone through this complete recording a few times, and you just want to jump to the part to help alleviate the stress you're feeling in the moment, you just jump ahead to like minute 46. I'll put it in the notes. So you want to do the opening and then jump to 46. Good. So we're going to do this as a two-pronged approach, right in the, well, three-pronged approach actually in the moment. The first thing we're going to do is expand the corpus callosum spiritually. The corpus callosum is this teeny little piece that connects the left and the right hemispheres of the brain in the middle. It's the only thing that does. So we're going to spiritually expand that so that it fills the entire space between the left and the right hemispheres. And I want you to squeegee with your astral hands. You can't with your physical hands, but I'm going to show you with the physical. You're going to squeegee all the thoughts up and out of your head, out of your brain, the left and the right, using astral hands, capturing all your thoughts between your palms of your astral hands and bringing that up to the 10th chakra. So expand the corpus callosum. Squeegee all the thoughts up the left and the side, left and the right sides of the brain. Capture all the thoughts between the palms of your astral hands. And bring that up to the 10th chakra. Allow your brain to synchronize. Breathe in this energy, this Shakti, divine energy that I'm impregnating the recordings with and sending to you now. Just breathe in this Shakti. And please now choose to participate in a process to actually reverse the effects of stress within your system in the moment. So I need you to choose this process, knowing that it can happen, and allow this process and accept this process into yourself to affect these changes. So let's do all of this all at once. Allowing that energy that you breathed in, filling the center of the core being with it, activate, energize, amplify, anchor it on your node. Allow it to permeate your entirety, all of your mortal bits and all of your immortal bits. You are consciousness. You are more than your soul. You are your conscious awareness, your subconscious, and your soul, your superconscious, all together as one consciousness, living in this crystalline structure. And we're learning how to create and be in a state of calm, a state of divine peace, a state of grace. Allowing the adrenaline in your system to dissipate and decrease, and all those other reactions that a body does when in stress. Trading that all in for calm, peace, divine peace, true peace, and divine grace. You can do this process after the fact while you're in stress, or before you head into a stressful situation. Have the thought to allow these energies to continue until you're brought into a new stasis point without the stress, fully balanced, aligned, centered and grounded. Thank you.
Good, good, good.
So wonderful. Just allow these energies to continue. And if you find this useful, if you find this helpful, please let us know in the comments. If you don't find it useful, let us know in the comments. If you have a question, guess what? Let us know in the comments. If you use these recordings on a regular basis, please consider donating to Shaktify in the United States. It's a 501c3 corporation, and you will get a letter at tax time to deduct your donation from your taxes according to the law. So that's all wonderful, and I'm so grateful, and I want to thank all of you who do. But it's costing more and more money to keep this going, so please do consider donating. And thank you. Thank you so very much. God bless.